All right, here's my favorite part of the Piffles podcast, stuff that we leave out of the show, but we still put up directly for you guys. And this is our food fight of the week.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Now, this is inspired by one of the Dream Team members out in Calgary. This is inspired by Jess Strickland, who I noticed this come up in my Twitter feed. And Girl Guide cookies. The little girls are out and the brownies are out selling their cookies and you know, $5 a box, and everybody's walking around with, you know, big cases of them and everything. So, Girl Guide cookies.
Are great they good? Great cause. Garbage cookies. Overrated.
Garbage cookies.
Overrated.
Wrong.
Give me a box of Oreo cookies or Fudgios for $1.97 any day.
But those don't go to good causes, though.
I can go buy a thing of Glossette almonds for $1 at the convenience store, too. Doesn't mean the $3 box of almonds are better. Because those ones are better.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Are we fighting about
almonds?
Almonds or cookies?
The cookies are good too.
They're
The Girl Guide vanilla cookies are way better than the crap you buy at the grocery store.
Your crap that somebody bought at a grocery store.
I might be.
Just be happy somebody paid for you.
I guess, yeah. Sure, I was in the discount bin, but that doesn't matter.
No. But you have to decide whether the cost is worth the reward. I say, uh-uh.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. You are equating cost with just the cookies themselves. It's also how you feel when buying them and for the good cause.
I feel like I got ripped off.
That poor little girl that comes to your door.
She just wants to go camping.
I'd rather give her $3 and go buy a good box of cookies.
But then...
Split the difference.
Then you're spending more money.
I get good cookies and she gets $3. No, I'm not spending more money. I'm spending the exact same amount of money. Girl Guide cookies are $5 a box, are they not?
I can't remember.
I think they're $5. Yeah, okay. That sounds right.
So I give the little girl $3 and she gets $3 straight profit and I get a good box of cookies.
They're still good cookies.
Because... I get a box of better cookies.
Are they really that much better?
They're better because they cost less.
Oreos are better.
That's a false equivalency. That does not work.
No, it's not. Because if a cookie that is okay cost, like we'll call it 25 cents a cookie, and if a cookie that's just slightly less good, even if it's the same amount of good, only costs 10 cents a cookie, which cookie would you rather have?
That's like, okay, if I bought you a bag of $100 Oreos and gave that they're exact same as a regular box of Oreos, are you going to tell me the $100 ones are better because they cost more?
No. What? They're worse because they cost more. I'm saying you're getting ripped off by buying Girl Guide cookies.
Oh, my head hurts.
Now, we're not saying don't buy Girl Guide cookies. Yeah. If you have a Girl Guide and she's out selling cookies.
And let them keep the cookies.
Then what are they going to do with the cookies?
Sell them to the next fool who wants overpriced, crappy cookies.
Yeah, take them to Greg's place, I guess.
Apparently.
I will say, for the records, Oreos, in terms of manufactured cookies that you can get in a box, are the best ones that money can buy. And they are better than Girl Guide cookies. They have to be the double stuffed ones or the pumpkin pie ones. Those ones are pumpkin spice cookies.
No, the cinnamon roll ones.
Those ones are
really fireworks.
Good.
But
yeah, oh yeah.
Actually,
Oreos are just delicious.
When I went down to the States, they had apple pie ones.
American
Oreos? Or caramel apple. Sorry, they're caramel apple.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Okay, let's talk about American Oreos versus Canadian Oreos. American Oreos are garbage.
Once again,
I have a lot of opinions about cookies.
Once again, you're wrong, but it's nice that you're strong, have a strong opinion.
I will fight with you.
I think that's what we're doing, actually.
Amy, I agree that Girl Guide cookies might be the most overrated cookies that there are. I'm not saying they're a bad cookie. For the record, I think they're a bad cookie. But overrated. I don't think they're as good as people think they are.
I think the vanilla are better than the regular...
The little mint ones?
Yeah.
Terrible cookies.
Yeah.
Terrible. How people like those, I have no clue.
It's just a hard, crunchy cookie that just tastes too much like mint and nothing like chocolate.
Okay, if we're talking overrated cookie of all time, Dad's Mixer Pack, anything but the Goody Ring.
They don't even come with Goody Rings in them anymore.
What?
They don't even, I think they stopped making Goody Rings.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh.
But they make, they're weird now. Yeah, they're okay, not the same as what we grew up on.
Okay, then Dad's cookies overrated. If you want to talk overrated cookie, Dad's cookies overrated.
For the record.
What about Chips Ahoy?
I like Chips Ahoy. That's good.
No,
good.
Crunchy cookies are garbage, except Oreos and Fudgios.
Oatmeal raisin cookies?
Garbage.
Soft and chewy ones?
I love those. Garbage. No, soft and chewy oatmeal raisins. So, good.
So good.
Oatmeal raisin cookies are garbage.
That's a lie.
That is,
Amy.
I will fight you to the death.
To the death.
I'll win.
So this is the last episode of Piffle's podcast. Alex died in a cookie-related incident.
It's always how I imagine going out, especially after I met Amy.
A cookie-related incident.
I baked you cookies probably four times before we met, and then our relationship ends over
apparently
cookies.
None of them were oatmeal raisin.
No, I don't think they were.
No.
Because oatmeal raisin cookies are garbage.
Soft oatmeal raisin cookies are the best. Nice glass of milk. You're set.
While we're throwing out little takes and everything, chocolate chip cookies.
Second
overrated.
Most overrated.
Overrated
cookie in the world.
They're good. Don't get me wrong. I like, dare I say, I love chocolate chip cookies. But they're so boring.
But why?
But they're so boring.
Well, I love a chocolate chip cookie. There's so many other better cookies in the world.
Well, that's exactly it. Is there like...
Would you rather have a plain, boring wah, wah, chocolate chip cookie or a pumpkin chocolate chip cookie?
Oh, the
I'm
going to
pick a chunk of I can't even say words right now. I'm going to pick a pumpkin chocolate chip cookie every day.
Same. You should make those again. Those are delicious.
They were not bad, actually.
Not bad.
Chocolate chip cookies, overrated.
Listen to this joker.
Girl Guide cookies, overrated.
He likes... Girl Guide cookies and my pumpkin chocolate chip cookies were not bad.
They're not bad. I'm just saying.
What a guy.
I've never had pumpkin.
What a guy.
I've never had pumpkin and chocolate mixed together before. It was an interesting.
The best thing
ever. You notice he says this while he's one seat away from you this time.
Oh yeah, no, I knew. I knew this was going to be heated.
Look, I can walk right over here, throw things around, use his mic, and give him a slap. Your cookies aren't bad.
I know. I never said.
See if you ever get a baked good from me again.
Well, apparently now I got to pay for them.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody does. No freebies around this joint anymore.
Nope.
Well,
I should start charging Alex.
You know what?
He pays my mortgage.
I'm not even going to touch that one.
pays the mortgage. He gets a.
This somehow went from hot takes on cookies to. Marital disputes. So thanks for that, Jess Strickland.
Isn't that how fights usually work out?
Usually.
You start fighting about blankets, and then all of a sudden you're fighting about who didn't pick up the dog poop the other day.
Don't look at me.
That sounds like it's getting close to home, guys.
All right, so Girl Guide cookies, good or nah?
They're not as bad as you guys are saying they are.
That wasn't for you guys to answer.
They're not bad.
This isn't for you
they're
guys.
Just overrated.
We're going to let Twitter decide. Girl Guide cookies, good or no?
And when they're going to put me, it out. They're right. So I hope Amy Joy's being wrong again.
I'm not wrong. For what they cost, they're not worth it.
Amy's going to be wrong again.
I'm not.
Awesome.
I'm not wrong.
All right. There's your Piffles Podcast Food Fight of the Week.